It's finally starting to snow in the West. A dry and warm fall has been a big concern for the country's $58 billion ski industry. So too are worries about a continued drop in international guests due to President Trump's tariffs and rhetoric about their countries. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports from the resort town of Whitefish, Montana, which has seen a drop in Canadian visitors.
Ski patrollers getting ready for the season late last month at Whitefish Mountain Resort.
Thank goodness. Thank
you guys. It's a typical safety training. They're practicing how to evacuate people off this lift in an emergency. But not much feels typical. First of all, no one's on skis.
Like, I'm looking at mostly grass all over the mountain. Not a lot of snow yet, at least at the base area. And it's just kind of adding to the economic anxiety.
Whitefish has since opened with some snow, but there's still anxiety, especially since no one knows how many Canadians will come to this resort about 60 miles south of the border. Whitefish has historically gotten a quarter of its business from up north.
We think of Canadians as our neighbors in British Columbia and Alberta. We're right here. We're a border state.
Zach Anderson runs Explore Whitefish, the local resort chamber, which has tracked about a 25% drop in Canadian visitors since President Trump slapped steep tariffs on Canada and said it should become the 51st state. Locals here are frustrated.
We don't have a say, so to speak, in, you know, national politics.
Canadian credit card spending is also down by 12% in Whitefish's upscale boutiques and restaurants and hotels. It's a big deal for a town with less than 10,000 people, and Anderson hopes Canadians will come back.
You know, for a little community like ours, the message is, we're here, we're open for business.
Well, this anxiety extends far beyond the American ski industry. The U.S. Travel Association is projecting there will be 5 million fewer international visitors this year.
I don't know if you call it a boycott.
Amir Alon runs the tourism research firm Longwoods International, which has been surveying Canadians monthly since last winter. Most are citing U.S. politics as the reason for canceling their trips, but also the weak Canadian dollar.
You had many Canadian travelers that were already on the fence about coming to the U.S. just from their own financial perspective. And then they're going to feel insulted or hurt. Then it makes it much easier for them to say, you know what? Not this year.
Small towns dependent on tourism are launching campaigns to entice Canadians back, including Kalispell, Montana, near Whitefish and Glacier National Park. Since it opened in 1912, the Kalispell Grand Hotel has been welcoming Canadian guests, says General Manager Mitchell Bum.
I mean, back in the day, I would say it was like kind of like the cowboys, you know, kind of like rough and rugged people coming, passing through.
65% of this county voted for President Trump last year, but they stand to take a big economic hit from cross-border politics. The local Chamber of Commerce has launched a new Welcome Back Canada initiative. Canadians get 20% off hotel rooms in the city.
I'm a hotel manager, so, like, not really a politician. You know, our job is to take care of guests and keep rooms filled year-round, especially in shoulder season. And that's really the lens I'm looking through.
Back up in Whitefish, Zach Anderson says the drop in Canadians for now has been buffered by a spike in domestic tourists and Montana's recent growth. But he says even these folks are tending to book last minute, and that's hard for businesses to plan for.
It's hard to know what's going to happen. The political winds seem to be shifting, you know, on an hourly basis.
Now, the biggest economic uncertainty for resorts like this is still snow. A big storm is dumping in Whitefish this weekend, but it's still way below average snowpack. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Whitefish, Montana.